It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Homelessness is a huge topic this legislative session. Republican State Senator Hans Zeiger.
Washingtonians are expecting the legislature to act on homelessness this session. Nearly one in three Washington residents were surveyed in a recent Crosscut Elway poll said that homelessness is the top issue facing the legislature. Today, the public will for action on homelessness is stronger than ever. Early this session, we held a press conference at which we outlined four realities that we must address this session. The reality is people are facing housing insecurity. The reality is people are suffering from substance use disorder and mental illness. The reality is people are living and dying on our streets. And the reality is people are facing unsafe conditions. Taken together, these realities form our situation, and in the face of this, we cannot settle for the status quo. And the status quo is not what it is for lack of trying. In fact, our current state operating and capital budgets have us spending $625 million on programs related to homelessness during this biennium. After the passage of the supplemental budget and capital budget, that number will be higher, and I do want to give some credit here to Senator Rolfes for including Republicans as the budget has come together around homelessness and for listening to Republican input on the budget. But there is no end to the amount of money that we can spend on high-cost, subsidized housing, as evidenced by the projected price tag on addressing homelessness in King County in a recent McKinsey & Company report. In that report, they project that it would take $450 million to $1.1 billion per year over the next decade to address homelessness effectively. And I would argue that we cannot subsidize our way out of this situation. When it comes to homelessness, we must prioritize solutions that address our immediate challenge, maximize our public investment, and move as many people as possible toward self-sufficiency. And self-sufficiency gets left out of this conversation all too often. So while others may focus on their desire to spend more money, we have a public mandate to prioritize programs that work, exercise greater accountability and oversight over existing spending, and provide new tools to local governments and families who are working to eradicate homelessness in their midst. The success of this session must be evaluated based on whether we are successful in responding to the four realities I mentioned. We must be judged on whether we advance housing security, recovery from substance use disorder and mental illness, restoration and self-sufficiency for people living on the streets, and safety.
Republican Senator Phil Fortunato says the focus must be on getting people off the street and restoring law and order.
One of the bills that I sponsored was to take away the prosecutor's discretion. The prosecutor would get discretion one time in order to determine whether they're going to prosecute that person. Afterwards, they must prosecute them and remove them from the street. You hear the term homeless crimes. Like the homeless are exempt from stealing someone's purse. The homeless are exempt from breaking into somebody's car or stealing somebody's tools when a worker goes to work in Seattle and they're stealing the tools in the back of his pickup truck. You cannot have this lawlessness, and they are not exempt from the criminal justice system. They need to be removed from the street. Now, in addition to that, that dovetails with a lot of times that's drug and alcohol related, so you have to provide those services also. But you have to remove these people from the street. In addition to that, you do have, under current Washington law, if someone is a threat to themselves or someone else, they can actually be removed from the street for evaluation. Well, what happens when that person is not a threat to themselves or someone else, but is obviously not taking care of their own personal hygiene? And what Florida did was Florida had what they called the Baker Act. And what that did was added personal hygiene so that you would be able to remove that person from the street, evaluate them. Maybe they have mental health issues that they have to address. The Supreme Court recently ruled, they said, you can't get these people off the street if there's no place for them to go. Fine. We're going to give you a place to go. We're going to provide you a secure location. We're going to give you a tent. We're going to give you a sleeping bag. We're going to have social services, mental health, and drug and alcohol counseling. We're going to have sanitation, and we're going to have a police presence. That bill did not get a hearing because I said no drugs, no alcohol. If you expect us to provide taxpayer services, you have to make a commitment that you're going to get off these drugs and alcohol. And if you don't do that, you cannot be on the street. You have to leave. You have to go somewhere else. My American Dream Homes bill, what that is it allows the construction of a small 2-3-bedroom living room kitchen house. No impact fees, remove government service, remove impact fees, remove absorbent building permits, and allow someone to be able to build a small 1,700 square foot less house that would be on the market for somewhere around $225,000 to $250,000. Currently, it is extremely difficult to go from an apartment at paying $1,700, $1,800 a month rent, $2,000 a month rent, to a $500,000 house. If we could provide that interim step where we could go from apartment to $250,000, now, instead of subsidizing additional apartments, we're allowing those people to own their own home. And now we can move people from these shelters into these subsidized apartments, from these subsidized apartments into their own home, and from the street into shelters.
Republican Senator John Braun believes Democrats do care deeply about this issue, but they're unwilling to try different things.
I don't question the commitment from the majority in either chamber to this issue, and you see it in their budget. They put additional money into the budget. What I question is, frankly, their focus on one solution. In the House, it's the Housing Trust Fund. I would argue former Speaker Chop was the most powerful political figure in Washington State for two decades. He cared a lot about a lot of things, but few things more than the Housing Trust Fund. Most powerful and arguably the most talented politician in our state for two decades worked exclusively on this, and we've made zero progress. In fact, we've gone backwards. That wasn't for lack of desire, it wasn't for lack of talent, it wasn't for lack of ability. It's because that's not the right answer. It may be part of the answer, but it's not going to get it done. We don't have enough money in our state to fix this problem with more affordable housing. We have to engage the private sector. We have to get everybody behind it if we're going to provide adequate and affordable long-term housing. And what did we do this year? They put more money in, but it's almost entirely about the same thing they've been doing for two decades. And the Senate, I very much appreciate the good work of Senator Rolfes. I think she's done a great job as the chair in Ways and Means. And she's been open to our ideas. But her caucus has been very, very focused. We are open to your ideas as long as there are more services. And that's not to say that services aren't a good thing. They are absolutely needed and important part of the solution. But this is a one-dimensional approach. One-dimensional. And if you go out and listen to people, you know, average citizens on the street, they care a lot about homelessness. But listen to what they say, all right? They don't say, we got to fix this problem and we need more services. They say, we got to fix this problem and we are willing to pay for more services. And the way I hear that and the way I've asked about it and it's been reinforced is we want a multidimensional approach. We want public safety. We want law and order. And we are willing to supply services to help folks that are in this terrible situation turn their lives around and get back on track. That's an entirely different thing than what we're doing in this budget. We are just loading up on more services, the same thing we've done year after year after year. And on top of that, we refuse to audit what they're doing. We just assume they're doing a good job. In spite of all the evidence, we look around us, we can see it's not working. And that's not because people don't care. That's not because they don't have enormous amounts of money. It's not working. Why are we not looking at this? Why are we not looking at auditing what's working and what's not working in detail? We refuse to. It's like we are allergic to anything other than more services without any questions asked. And that's the wrong answer. The people of the state of Washington are depending on us to fix this problem, and we are not listening to them. Simple as that.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.